We're now on the Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Gimel Beis, about 12 lines from the bottom. Amar Le Rava, the Rabba Bar Mari, Mipnei Ma Lonu Mas Yoyakim. Why did they not include Yehoyakim among those kings who don't have a portion in the world to come? Mipshun Dichsin Bei, because it's written by him. B'yeser Dibre Yehoyakim Beso Avosav Asher Osav Animsa Alav. And the rest of the words of Yehoyakim and his abominations that he did and that are found on him. That's a little strange. V'hanim Tza Alav, very strange language. My Vanim Sa'alav, what does it mean when the Pasuk says Vanim Sa'alav? Rav Yochanan and Rabbi Lazar Chadamar, so there's a debate between Rav Yochanan and Rabbi Lazar. Chadamar Shechakak Shem Vaschachav Alamaso. One says that he engraved an idolatrous name on his private area because he was so connected to Avodah Zarah. Chad Amar Shechakak Shem Shemayim Alamaso. And one says that he engraved God's name on his private area in order to disgrace God. So The Gemara doesn't say, so why wasn't he counted among those who don't have a portion of the world to come? The Marsha says that it seems that because we saw in an earlier Gemara that even though he was he committed these sins, but he did it in private. It was only, they only found this after he died, because he had this in his private area, but he did not want to do this openly. He was misyar mispayish bibneihem, lasses can his generation were tzaddikim, so he didn't do this openly, he did this privately, so therefore the sin wasn't as bad, so to prevent him from entering into the world to come. Amar le bimlachim lo shabbat, I didn't hear the reason why Yoyakim wasn't appointed, but behedyot shemati, I heard about some individuals, non-kings, who don't have a portion of the world to come. Why did they not include Micha among those who don't have a portion of the world to come, even though that he caused many Jews to sin because of his pesel, of his idol? Because his bread was found for passerbys. In other words, he was always very hospitable. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, kol ha'over v'shav el halavim. It's actually, Rashi points out that the Hagos Fitzayunim point out that this is not a real pasuk, but even though it was machti the rabbim, he was very hospitable. The Gemara goes on to say, "Vavar bayam." We're talking about the pesel micha. Vavar bayam tsara v'ika bayam galim, and the tsara crossed the sea and it smote waves in the sea. Amar Yochanan, zeh pestel shel micha. This refers to the pestel of micha. Rashi has two explanations. One explanation is this refers to micha, that when Moshe Rabbeinu wrote God's name and he threw it into the Nile River to bring up the Aaron of Yosef, so micha took it. So it means that when Kadosh Baruch Hu crossed the Bnei Yisrael with the Red Sea, so Micha crossed with them, that he had the Shem Hashem in order to make his ego. Another explanation is that Micha himself made a pesel, made an idol, and he brought it with him when they left Egypt. So what crossed in the Yam? Is it referring to Micha or is it referring to the pesel? Two different explanations. The Yad Ramah says that the pesel is going to be lahatsar, lahatsar lahem l'Yisrael, will cause tsara, will be an adversary for the Jewish people. The Gemara continues, says, Tayin Rav Nosson Omer, Rav Nosson says, Migarav l'Shilo, from the place where Micha was, Garav, until Shilo, the place of the Mishkan, Shloshim Milin, it was only 3 mil. V'haya Ashan Maracha, V'ashan Pesel Micha, Misarim Zebazeh, but the smoke from the Mizbeach and the Mishkan, the smoke from the Korbanos, the Pesel Micha, were mixing it with each other. Bikshu Malchei Asher Tzedokfo. So the angels in heaven wanted to push away Micha. Not clear if it means to kill him or to push him off from Olam Haba. And Amar Lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Hanicho li, leave him. Because he is hospitable, his bread is open to wayfarers. However, when the Bnei Israel went to wage war with Bnei Binyamin, because they were because the people in Binyamin, basically, because there were people in Pilesh Begiva who assaulted this concubine and caused her to die. They abused her, and they caused her death. And so the Bnei Israel wanted to wage war against people from Binyamin, because they allowed this in their midst. And 40,000 people from the rest of Bnei Israel were killed in this battle, the first battles initially. Why? They were correct in their battle. You understand, you only went to war on the honor of Pilegish Begiva, but not on my honor. When Micha placed a pesel, you did nothing. You only did something when there was this Pilegish Begiva. It was correct what you did, but you didn't honor me by trying to fight against pesel Micha, try to stop that. So now we're talking about the zchus of Micha, that he was very hospitable. So now we're talking about hospitality, that the eating, the food that you feed the guests is so great that it distanced two families from the Jewish people. And that's Amon Moab, because it says, because they didn't come to the Bnei Yisrael with bread and water. They didn't give food. There's actually a debate about why you can't, if someone from if a man from Amon Moab converts, they can never marry into a Jew. Question is why? So the passage seems to say because they did not come forward with bread and food. It's not 100% clear as to if it's referring to both Amon Moab or just one of them. Ibn Ezra says that actually the Bnei Yisrael bought, this is from Devarim Beis Pasuk Chavtes, says they didn't come forward, but the Bnei Yisrael bought from them, but they didn't give it for free. But the Riva says that only that only the Moavim in Ar. So it seems from Parshas Devarim, when Moshe is recalling the story, that the Moavim did sell them food, did give them food. And so the Riva says no, but it was only that one town, but most Moavim did not give them food, and therefore the decree was on all the Moavim. Certainly Ammon didn't, and also Moav. The Taras Moshe says that the main sin of Moav was that they caused the Bnei Yisrael sin with Baal Peor and the Benos Moav, and right, so that's what it says, that they didn't come forward with bread and water, they came with meat and wine to hint at the sin of Baal Peor and the Benos Moav. The Ramban wants to say that Ammon did not it was really Ammon that didn't come forward with the food, and Moav was because of the hard Bilam to curse them. So it was the Torah refers to two different sins from this group. It was the sin of hiring Bilam, and also not being hospitable. So did they both sin with both of them, or one and one? That's a machlokes mefarshim. The Ramban, for example, holds that they're not providing the food seems to be, it was just really Ammon, but Moav was really Moav was really because of the story with when they hired Bilam. And they were also kfuye tov, because Avram had saved their ancestor Lot from being captive, and also from the destruction. And his chus, they were saved from destruction. In any case, the Gemara continues. The Gemara takes the view that both, it seems that both Ammon and Moav did not provide food. Rabbi Yochanan didei amar, Rabbi Yochanan himself says another statement relating to this. He says that merachekes es hakrovim, that food distances those who are close. So makareves es harachokim, and brings close those who are distant. Umalas einayim min harishayim, and causes It caused one to look away from the wicked. Umasha shchina on the Baal, it caused and brings the divine presence on the Baal prophets. Vishigaso, and an unintentional sin with respect to this olazado is counted as an intentional sin. Now the Gemara is going to explain each part of this. So what's merachekes esar achoki? What does it mean that it distances those who are close? Me'amon and Moav. We learn this from Ammon and Moav because they were close to the Jewish people because they came from Lot, and because they didn't bring food, bread and water when they left Egypt, they were punished and they can never marry into the Jewish people even if they convert. The men I'm referring to. Me'akeres esar achoki draws close those who are distant. Me'yisur, we learn from Yisur. Damar Rabbi Yochanan that Rabbi Yochanan says, Bishar kirena lo v'yochal lacham, because Yisro said to his daughters, bring kalam, and he should eat bread. So he was being hospitable. So Zachu b'nei bar of Yachub lishkat Gazis, his descendants were sitting in the lishkat Gazis. Shenemar, and he brings a pasuk, Divrei Yomim, mishpachos sofrim, yoshvei yaveit, tirasim, tirasim, shimasim, suchasim, heima, kinim, boi, michamas, avi, beis, rechav. So we have a list of these families that are scribes, are sofrim, and the kinim, well, including them are the kinim, and the kinim are the sons of Yisrael, because Ksiv Hasam it says in Sefer Shoftim, Uvnei Keni Chosim Moshe Olamir Hatmarim. So Keni comes from Yisrael, and we are Tamar Es Bnei Yehuda Midbar Yehuda Shebenegav Arad Veyech Veyishiv Asam. So it seems that so they were among those who were scribes, and they were sitting in the Lishkas Agassiz. Malemes Einayim in Ershaim, it blinds the eyes from the wicked. Mimicha, it conceals the eyes from the wicked. There's Micha, because we saw that Micha was hospitable, and so he wasn't punished as much as the angels want to punish him because of the Pesel, because he was a Baal Chesed, he gave food. Umashri Shechina al Nevi Baal, and it caused the Shechina to come to the prophets of the Baal Mechavero, Shel Ido Hanovi. Hanavi, from the story of the friend of Ido Hanavi. What's the story of Ido Hanavi? So this was in time when Yerovam was the king. So Hashem sent Ido to prophesy about bad things going to happen to Yerovam, and it's going to be punishment. And Hashem told him, don't eat and don't drink anywhere. Just go do your job and come back. And there was a Navi Sheker who said to Ido that Hashem commanded him to eat and drink with him. So Ido believed this, and he ate and drank with this false prophet. And after he fed him, the false prophet got a prophecy from God. This false prophet, this charlatan, he actually got prophecy from God. How did he get prophecy from God? Because he was hospitable. And his prophecy was that because this true Navi, Ido did not listen to God, so he's going to be eaten by a lion. That's what happened. Ola Zadon, and even someone does it sins unintentionally, doesn't give food intentionally, is he doesn't do it, he does it unintentionally, it's going to lead to, can be punished as if it was an intentional sin. Dabar Pinu Rav Ilmale, Tovayos Yonasan lent David, Shtikikos Lechem, had Yonasan lent David two loaves of bread. Then Lo Nerga Nov Irkonim, then the Nov, the Irkonim wouldn't have been killed. Lo Nitra Doig Adomi, Lo Nerga Shosh Banim. Doig wouldn't have been removed from Olam Haba, and Shaul and his three kids would have been killed, because had Yonasan given David the bread when he was running from Shaul, he wouldn't have asked food from Nov, and because he asked food from Nov, and then Shaul got upset that Nov gave food to David, and Doeg told on him, and he killed all of the Kohanim of Nov. The Gemara then continues and says that Nin Malomanus Achaz, why wasn't Achaz included in the list of those who don't have a portion of the world to come? So Rav Yirmiyahu Bar Abba says, Mipnei Shemutal Ben Shnei Tzadikim, because he is sandwiched between two righteous people, Ben Yosef and Chizkiyo, between Yosef and Chizkiyo. Rav Yosef Mar Yosef Mipnei Shayo Lo Boshet Parim Miyashayo, because he was embarrassed from Yashayo, he was shamed. He wasn't such a grave sinner because he was too embarrassed to sin in front of. In front of Yeshayahu. And how do we know that? Shenemar, V'yomar Shem Yeshayahu, Tseina likras achaz atahu shar yashub b'nechal k'sei ta'olas abreichal yonah misilas te koveis. Shem said to Yeshayahu, go and meet achaz, you and the rest of the people, and shar yashub, your son, by the pool, the upper pool, by misilas te koveis. What, my koveis, what does it mean koveis? Ikadamik dekavshinu la'api v'chalav. That he, koveis from Lashon of Kisa, chavash, that he covered his face, and that's what it means. Koves is like koves. go to Achaz, who's hiding his face. He's a little embarrassed. Vigadamri uchla de katzar schaf areshi b'chalev. It's a basket of launderers that has a lot of holes, so Achaz put it on his head and he went to see Yeshayahu. According to both these explanations, Yeshayahu hid his face from Yeshayahu because he was embarrassed because of all his sins. Because of that, he has a portion in the world to come. So we see that there is a value to someone who is embarrassed to sin. And the Kedesh Yitzchak points us out in Shmos, Shar Mem, in Paras Bishal. He said there's a great difference between someone who sins based on a desire based on das. Because if it's based on desire, okay, so that it's hard to control yourself. Yitzchak overcame you. And that you can come back to. We forgive you for your sins. And he brings our Gemara. But if someone sins based on his das, like intellectually, he knows this is strong. This is what I'm supposed to do. This is a chet atzum, he says. It's a grave sin. Because he has a taina, halachically, or religiously, ideologically, this is what I should do. It's not based on my yetzer hara. It's based on my intellect. And that's a little more dangerous because you're not going to, he's probably going to remain in his state of wickedness.